as part of a five-day simulation exercise by the Bus Rapid Transit, BRT, to kickstart its pilot commercial operations next month. The company took journalists on a familiarization tour of operational routes on how passengers can board and alight at the designated points. Speaking to the media after the tour, the chief executive officer of the Accra Passenger Transport Service, Samson Jamra, said the new rapid transport service will improve urban mobility and also complement the work of existing transport operators. Ritanya Akun and Justice Ametefe have filed this report.
Mr. Jamra said the stimulation exercise is to help them identify any difficulty that may arise so that they can be rectified before commercial operations.
So all the operational protocols that we had designed, we wanted to test them in real-life simulation on the corridor. So our bus drivers, our back office operational officers, etc., will get used to the kind of hiccups they are supposed to be expecting on the corridor. And if there are remedial actions that we immediately find out, then when we come back to the depot and back to the classroom, we review those things in terms of our equipment, in terms of our drivers, in terms of our operational support, etc. And then on Saturday, we do a comprehensive review of exactly all that we have observed during the exercise.
Mr. Jamra said they have learned lessons from other systems that collapsed. In view of this, they have measures in place to operate an effective transport system.
Government's policy is to provide the infrastructure and then to allow the private sector the motivation to be able to carry out the bus services on the corridor and invest in the rolling stock. So the whole key to sustainability is that the fare box should be able to cover the operational costs of the system. And with the fare box, we have started with an electronic ticketing arrangement. The electronic ticketing arrangement is a system where the driver doesn't handle cash. So the possibility of conductors and drivers colluding and having cash leakages are minimized. That is the key to sustainability that we are putting into this system. That did not exist before.
This pilot is giving us all the learning experience for us to expand this to the other corridors in the network so that by the time we finish with the vision, we will have a comprehensive network of public transport operations that has the kind of quality that will encourage people to leave their vehicles at home and patronize the public transport system.
He denied reports that the buses being used for the stimulation exercise have not been insured. Mr. Jamra said 10 of the buses have already been insured. He said 38 buses that will be needed to start the commercial pilot of the BRT will all be insured and advised the traveling public not to entertain any fears, saying the BRT will be operated with the professionalism it deserves.
A report by Ritanya Akon and Justice Ametefe.